it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Martha has the same birthday as Teddy?
Yes. Yeah. And I want to give a shout out a little bit later because Teddy will be in the car, but and I won't see him a bunch today, but happy birthday to Teddy Jansen. Turns 4 today. The big 4.
4 is such a big number. For a kid, because it's like they're no longer little toddlers. They're kids.
Well, Teddy hasn't been looked like
well,
a toddler.
Well, no, I know. Right, well, yes. Teddy's the exception. But still, 4 seems, because Emily will be 4, too, in December. And it just
I know.
It seems so old.
I had the dad conversation with him last night. I said, when you turn 4, all right, now we have more expectations. You know, talked about eating its food and making sure it goes from plate to mouth instead of the floor and all of these different things. And he's so cute. He's, you know, it just... Okay, Dad. Okay, Dad. Okay. You know, and it's just, yeah. So it's been an absolute joy to be his dad for 4 years, and I can't wait for more to come.
Happy birthday, Teddy. We got the 2 Grand Slam at 7:25 this morning, a chance to win $2,000. We also have tickets to give away today and every day this week. Nate Bargatze is coming to Detroit. The comedian will be at Little Caesars Arena August of 2026. And if you want to win tickets, you're going to listen this hour for a drop. Now, Greg, what drop do we want people to listen for this hour if they're going to win these tickets? I can pick if you'd like me to pick. We'll make it the Bregman drop.
Or no, let's make it TJ. Oh.
Do we have the TJ drop in the system?
We do.
Okay. So when TJ says F the Pope, when you hear him say that, call in to win tickets to Nate Bargatze August 14th, 2026, courtesy of 313 Presents. I know what you did, and I'm not happy about it. So that's how you're going to win. Listen this hour for a chance to win those tickets.
I'm saying it too.
Someone's got to run the show.
Someone's
right?
got to run it. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, Ticket Tech's trying to help us out because we want to know, who are the Lions? Are they the team that played the Packers or are they the team that played the Bears? Which one feels more real to you? Ticket Texter says, I can help you show your work, John. They've played, the way they played versus Chicago is how they played last year. Week 1 was a dud. We just didn't capitalize in the red zone.
Well, okay, so no, actually last year, week 2 was the big dud. That was the loss to Tampa where they were in the red zone 7 times and only scored once. But I get their point. Early on, it was got to get the offense going.
And once it got humming, they were the number one offense in the league, and they put up 50 points twice last year.
Yeah.
And they just did it last weekend here. Texter says it's a cop-out, but I don't think either of the games are the real Lions. They're good, but not as good as they showed against Chicago.
Yes, that's Mike in Bloomfield. West Bloomfield. because that's the easy answer, right? They're somewhere in between.
They are. But we want to know, nudge it one way or nudge
Where's
it the other way.
Where's your 51? Plant your flag.
So mine is, obviously, they were two drastic games, okay?
Yeah.
I think the offense is going to be just fine. They showed very similarities to last year. It was very fluid. I do think the Bears kind of quit a little bit in the second half to a degree, and that's why maybe things got a little easier. I've got defensive concerns. Like, Chicago was competing in the first half until the end of the half play kind of broke their back. I mean, the Ravens have put up 81 in 2 weeks. And I think the Lions are going to be fine to a degree because they can score with teams. But I don't know how you're going to slow down an elite offense like that with this defense.
Yeah, if you want to slice the two games, you say the Lions' offense looked like last year and is going to be dangerous and could score a bunch against Baltimore, by the way, who has also given up some big chunk plays. But the defense didn't get home against Jordan Love, and you don't trust this defense to get home quite a bit. I mean, a Ticket Texter points out, especially if Marcus Davenport is out for a significant amount of time.
Oh, we'll wait for that second opinion.
Second opinion is going to be end of season.
Tech says this is just a result of the Packers being elite and the Bears being bottom 5.
Okay, so they're somewhere in the middle. We get that.
Another Ticket Text of people who aren't playing along. I says, if one is an outlier, it's the Packers game. But like a few hosts have said, Green Bay might be the cream of the crop. I'm okay with a loss at Baltimore, but they have to compete. If we get beat but play clean and put up a fight, I'm okay with that outcome.
Right. So going to the things that have to be fixed against the Baltimore Ravens. You can't have unblocked defensive linemen in your backfield. So it's communication. How do you go from the environment against Green Bay in Lambeau Field to now Baltimore? Going to be very similar. It's going to be loud. You're going to have to find ways to communicate so that everybody up front is on the same page and that you're at least blocking them up. Now, you're not going to get as much movement. You're not going to get the rushing lanes. You're not going to get maybe the same pass protection against Baltimore just simply because you're playing against really good players. But I go back to Chicago. Montez Sweat is a good player. And so there are some things that you can look at in that Bears game and go, okay, the offensive line, hey, they did their job.
Yeah, they start that game with T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds, two linebackers they heavily invested in, a pass rusher and Sweat that they paid. They're front. I mean, they added Grady Jarrett. That's not a front that teams are going to routinely run for almost 200 yards against.
And I thought T.J. made a great point yesterday, and it's one that I'm going to harp on all week long when he mentioned tempo. Being able to get the play, it's not just communication with the guys on the field, it's communication from the sidelines to Jared Goff. If you can get that play in, get to the line of scrimmage, and you're not putting your hand in the ground at 7 seconds, so if the defense makes an adjustment, all of a sudden ball is snapped and a young, inexperienced couple of guards are trying to guess what they're doing, you're going to guess wrong. Just get to the line of scrimmage with 15 seconds on the clock. So the guys can make calls. And I know exactly what I'm doing. Yes.
Texter says, how could they be close to the Green Bay game? There was no communication, missed assignments. They played slow. They're more of the team that played the Bears. A top seven quarterback, a running back room that's elite, and a top five receiver group. The line will only get better. That's Will in West Bloomfield. And you did see a pretty big leap from the O-line from week one to week two. Ticket Texter says, even with a loss to the Ravens, if we smash the Browns and the Bengals, head to KC 3-2, that's a good short-term expectation.
Right.
And KC will be without Rashee Rice for that game, too.
Yes. Yep.
Will there be an asterisk on it?
Stop it.
Is that a Sunday night game?
Yes, it is. 8:20.
So Tirico back in the booth for a Chiefs game where they're not 100%.
We got to get Mike on that week.
Yeah. That's a must. Okay, what else we got here? I think you're taking that they did what they're supposed to do, quote, to the extreme. I believe Ben Johnson was referring to the fact that they went for it on fourth down. That is their identity. That's what they do. All right, let me clarify. I wasn't at all referring to the Ben Johnson quote.
No.
I was tone policing our afternoon show, who started the show yesterday like they lost the game. It was like, guys,
right.
They didn't just do what they were supposed to do. They won an NFL game by 31 points.
But you don't score 50 points, right? You don't win 15 games.
I just thought it was odd. Like, if you want to do the deeper dive on there, are they Super Bowl good right now? No, they're not Super Bowl good right now. But on the Monday after they go out and not only win, but win handily, they were more productive than any game where Ben Johnson was here on a game that was all about the story of Ben Johnson. I don't understand. No, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. They did that and some. They reinforced the point that it's Dan Campbell's offense, if there was any doubt. It wasn't like, oh, ho-hum, they beat a kid in a wheelchair.
Right.
It was, no, they beat an NFL team repeatedly by 31 points. Mm-hmm. And really solidified a lot of things that we were questioning from the week before.
Yeah, and made a Bears fan run a marathon.
Did you see that?
Yes. I'm sure Heather will have it in her news, but yes, that was awesome.
We can get it in the news coming up next, plus the two grand slam, your chance to win. Let us know on the ticket text, are they more of the Packers game? Or are they more of that Bears game we just watched? It's 97.1.
Hey, fall and winter right around the corner. Protect your biggest investment. Protect your home and your wallet this Labor Day with Rapid Roofing. Right now, you can pick from two big savings options. The first, take $2,000 off a new roof. Second, lock in 5 years of no interest financing until 2030 on approved credit. You can't combine them. Pick which one works best for you. Rapid Roofing will give you a free 17-point attic and roof inspection and most roofs installed and finished in just one day. That was 100% my experience. Loved it. Don't wait. Give them a call, 888-360-ROOF, or you can visit rapidroofing.com. valid until September 30th. Cannot combine with other offers. Other restrictions may apply. See that website, which is rapidroofing.com, for more details.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Heather, tell us about this Bears fan.
Oh, you want me to start with that
yeah.
one? All right, so there's this guy. He is like a diehard Bears fan, and he made a pledge where he said he would basically run 1 mile for every point that Chicago loses by.
Right.
So after their 31-point loss to the Lions, this guy basically had to run a marathon, or yeah. more than a marathon, or, yeah. basically. Well, not basically, literally.
Yeah.
And he did it. His name is Chase. He posted a video on TikTok to prove that he did the run. And then he also suggested that the Bears could possibly destroy his legs this season. He is a runner. He's a gym
yeah.
owner. I mean, obviously,
well,
yeah, he's
an ultra marathoner.
Yes,
so
this is what he does.
This is not the first time he's run more than, you know, 30 miles at a time. But
so week one, he would have had to run 3 miles.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy peasy.
No big deal.
And yeah. yeah, for him, no big deal. And you're thinking, well, even week two, how bad could it get? Spread 6.5.
So I know he was probably looking at last year, like the point differential last year, I think I saw it was 60.
Oh,
so
over
the course of his season, right? He runs 60 miles, no big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ha. Exactly. We got him.
Awesome, though. Props to him for doing it.
Yeah, good for, I guess. I mean, well, I
well,
hate
okay,
running.
But yeah, sometimes you make a bet or you make a proclamation like that and you're like, well, what are they going to lose by, you know, 14 points?
Is there anything else he's doing for this, though? Like, it's just him running? Or is he, like, pledging a dollar? Like, cool.
Well, he's getting himself in better shape,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, you're going to dog on the guy?
No, I'm not.
It's not enough?
It's fine, but it's okay.
How dare he? Advertisement for his gym.
Okay.
His social
we're
media
talking
following.
About him. Yes, yes, that's true. We were talking. Okay, he is getting more likes. Okay, cool.
I am more interested in what he does when the Bears win.
That's yeah, well, who knows what that's going to be.
He runs backwards.
No, that's
That'd be
cool.
fun.
Yeah.
Now that yeah. I could give him credit for.
Eat a no, donut for. I mean,
he's gonna like be unhealthy.
Give himself something. Yeah.
yeah.
Eat a donut for every
Good
point
for
that
him.
They win by.
Good for him. You guys, there are some lawmakers who are hoping to ban porn in Michigan. So several state lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban all online porn in the state. Now, the bill would require internet service providers in Michigan to use filters to prevent people from seeing the prohibited material. And if the bill were to become a law, listen to this, violators could be looking at prison time or hefty fines. Plus, distributing the prohibited material or making it available online would carry a maximum prison sentence of 20 years and or a $100,000 fine. But that's not all. Someone could possibly face up to 25 years in prison, a $125,000 fine if more than 100 pieces of prohibited material were involved. And that's still not all. The bill also would push for violators to be registered as sex offenders.
Ooh.
Yeah, so hefty penalties. And if it does become a law, Michigan would be the first state to enact a total porn ban.
Yeah, to say, other states have done age verification. This
yes.
is way more extreme than like Texas or Florida or some of the other states
yeah,
that have passed
the,
laws.
Yeah, it'd be the first state ever.
I don't
ever.
Think it's going to pass.
I would be surprised if it did.
Yeah.
But who knows?
We'll see, I guess. Ford is getting a new headquarters in just a couple months. So the company will be moving out of the famous glass house where they've actually been calling home since 1956 and into a new state-of-the-art facility just several miles down the road. So it won't be far. The new headquarters will be located at the heart of its Dearborn campus. It will open in November. And Ford says the move will put 14,000 employees within a 15 15-minute walking distance of each other. So everyone is going to be connected to everything going on. And they say that will foster close collaboration across business segments. It's going to be much bigger. It's going to have a much bigger footprint. It's going to be 2.1 million square feet, which is huge, four stories. And it will be double capacity of what they're currently in. And the glass house will be demolished. So,
yeah, they'll be able to get their steps in that building.
They sure will. Hey, if you want a chance to win $2,000, this is your time
now
to call.
248-539-9797.
I'm going to wrap up with a couple stories, or at least this one. We've had several warm summer-like days recently, and that weather is expected to stick around. So Southeast Michigan is set to see an extended period of dry, sunny weather, as well as above normal temperatures, at least until the weekend. So this week could be it of this summer-like weather. One meteorologist says that our temperatures have been about 10 to 15 degrees above average, and we should see temps in the 80s all week. The warmest Tuesday through Thursday. And then Thursday could actually be a high of 85, so get ready for that. By the weekend, temperatures should cool down to the 70s. Also, perhaps a chance for rain, too. So,
cool us down. Let's get the flannel and hoodie weather.
Yes, I agree. Jeans and flannels.
I'm ready for some fall weather. We've had some.
Like and a tease.
So,
there's always a little bit of a warm-up. It's the
But I do like that it gets
hurrah.
Cooler in the
mornings.
The mornings and the evenings, so that's good.
Yeah.
But
all right.
You want one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay, so John, I know you've probably had more than either of us or any of us here surgeries, right?
Like
you've had injuries, you've had surgeries. Have you ever kept anything from one of your surgeries? Like, you know, a bone or a bolt or a
I've got
I don't
some
know.
Wires that I've kept, yeah.
Have you really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's kind of cool. Just, what do you do with them?
Yes, I just have
put
I have
them on display.
Yeah, it's like you with your baby teeth. I just have them in a box.
Just in a vial. Uh-huh. Anyway, Elton John had a double knee replacement last year, and he had a special request for his surgeon. He wanted to keep his kneecaps, and you know what he did with them? He turned them
Sent
into
them to Dan Campbell?
Jewelry.
Oh.
He turned him into jewelry. So his right kneecap was turned into a gold-plated necklace that looks like an old artifact from Egypt. And then his left kneecap was a little smaller. That
That's
was
a gold
turned
doubloon.
Into a gold brooch.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe he was going to go the pirate route.
Arr. So I broke my femur as a kid playing hockey.
And you still have it, right?
I have the rod.
Oh, you
that
do?
Was in my
oh, really?
Leg. It went all the way down from my hip, all the way down to just above the knee.
Just in a box, like in the basement?
It's
or,
like in
or
this
where?
Like, plastic sleeve thing.
Yeah.
He used it to scare away neighbor kids when they get on his lawn.
It's a long rod.
In a plastic sleeve. Don't poke a hole in it.
It's Heather with the news. It's the two grand slam now.
All right, let's give away some money. We all know the rules, right? Pretty simple. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly. And hopefully, we're going to be giving away $2,000.
Cool.
This morning, with a chance to win some big-time money, we go to Clinton Township. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah, have you played the two grand slam before?
I have.
Okay.
All right, how'd you do?
Did okay, not bad.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well,
let's go for 10 today.
Yeah.
Well, good luck today. So, Derek, you know the rules. If you don't know one, say pass. I'll get to it if there's enough time. Okay. So your time is going to start right now. Who do the Detroit Tigers play tonight?
Cleveland.
Who is the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Matt Rhule.
Who is the starting quarterback for the Nebraska Cornhuskers?
Rayola.
This band had the 2012 hit Radioactive.
Imagine Dragons.
This team is currently in first place in the AFC North.
Pass.
Flint is located in this Michigan county.
What was the city?
Flint.
Oh, Genesee.
This team currently leads the National League Central.
Milwaukee.
Who played Vincent Vega in the 1994 movie Pulp Fiction?
John Travolta.
Who does Michigan State play in football this coming Saturday?
USC.
Who is the head football coach for the Illinois Fighting Illini?
Brent, pass.
This team is currently in first place in the AFC North.
Cincinnati.
Who is the head football coach for the Fighting Illini?
Oh, my. So close. You had nine.
He was at Wisconsin. He was at Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a big guy. I cannot remember his name.
Oh, you got the resume all ready to go. It's Brett Bielema. Oh, so close. Yep.
Very close.
I'm more distraught than you are. I can't believe it. You had it.
It's the Tuesdays
coming. But he didn't know that. That's the thing. Like, we're watching it, and we know what he's gotten right.
I'm looking at his time. I go, he's got 10 seconds to get two questions. You got back to Bengals. Just not enough time for Bielema. Hey, it's a great showing. It's nine right. Yeah. What is that, $225 bucks?
Yeah, sounds good.
$225.
Yeah, $225. We'll put you on hold.
So close.
He didn't even seem all that upset. I'm more upset for him.
I know. Well, I mean, it was asking him the question, like, how'd you do before? I did it right. Okay, is there a number attached?
It sounds like he wouldn't have gotten it, even if I were able to read it
all the way through.
He didn't know.
No, he knew his first name was Brett, but...
Might have needed the full 60 on that one alone.
Right, yeah. But...
It sucks because I think he even had Brett B.
He just couldn't.
The brain couldn't spit out Bielema.
I wish he would have heard Flint first and not have to ask me that, so maybe he could have had a little more time.
I don't think he would, like, to your point, I don't think he's getting it either way.
No,
that sucks.
No. The Two Grand Slam on Tuesdays brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
Well, he got pretty much all of them right, but we'll go through it quickly here. The Tigers play the Guardians tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly a pivotal series. Now or never for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I mean, not now or never for Detroit, but six games against them in the next nine.
I mean, one win, really.
It's a double whammy. Yeah,
that's right. The head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Matt Rhule.
Starting quarterback.
Raiola.
Would we have accepted Patrick Mahomes? The band that had the 2012 hit Radioactive.
Imagine Dragons.
Team currently in first place in the AFC North.
He passed, came back. It is the Cincinnati Bungles.
The Jake Browning-led Bengals. Flint is located in Genesee County. The Brewers are in first place in the National League. Vincent Vega.
John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. Michigan State plays at 11 p.m. against...
the Trojans. USC.
Spartan fans are super thrilled about that. And the head coach of the Illinois Fighting Illini.
Brett Bielema. He had all the descriptors. Like, okay, he coached at Wisconsin. The only thing he didn't say was he played at Iowa. Like, he had everything. Had his first name.
Coaches in a bed sheet. Like, it's all there.
Coaches in a bed sheet. Wow.
Anyway, your next chance to win will be, what, Thursday at 7:25. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of a gray, overcast Tuesday. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Luke Sloan on the updates. 8 o'clock, we have to ask the question, right? Given the news, we have to ask the question. We'll do that at 8:02.
The possibility is there.
A lot of talk on the Lions yesterday. Let's carve out some time for the Spartans and the Wolverines here and give fan bases, both of them, a chance to weigh in on what they took from this weekend. Open up the lines, 248-539-9797. If we start with Michigan, I know they put up 63 on your Chippewas.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, John, we could do math at a Mac school. You won by 60. But I don't think Michigan fans are thumping their chest because they won by 60 against CMU.
No.
I think if you're a Michigan fan, you're excited to see and more importantly hear that that's the way the offense is going to look moving forward. You didn't open it up to put up a can on Central. that's the way you're going to go moving forward. You're going to live and die with Bryce Underwood making plays and challenging down the field, using him in the run game and letting him uncork the deep ball.
Right. It's the number one recruit in the country. It's you've got this bright, shiny new toy, and all you want to see is all the fun things he can do. You saw some of that. You saw a lot of that against Central Michigan. And whether it was a called quarterback run that he takes for a score, or it's a breakdown in pass protection, or there's nobody to throw the ball to, and he just says, ah, screw it. Let's see what I can do. And he just continues to pick up yards. Like, that is so many times Michigan fans, and really a lot of our teams, when a mobile quarterback picks up yards and picks up a first down when you think, hey, it's third and eight. Oh, we got good pressure, and then they break the ball. Oh, it just is demoralizing, and we have suffered that so many times, and we may suffer that again on Monday night. Who knows? One of our local teams playing against a mobile quarterback.
Lamar problem, yeah.
But to be able to see what he can do, and okay, I know he had the interception, and it was a bad interception. It was one of those things that Channing Goodwin's underneath, just throw him the ball. He got big eyes. And instead of setting his feet because he wasn't under duress and throwing the ball even further, which it still would have been not the best decision to make, he throws an interception. All right, until you are exposed to those, until you have those moments, you don't actually learn from them. Now he's got that. And it doesn't mean he's not going to throw another interception. He'll throw many of those in his football career. But now he gets a chance to learn. And what we saw was the risk versus reward. The risk is he throws a pick. The reward is you see him scramble around, pick up first downs. You see him rush for touchdowns. You see him throw for other touchdowns. Like, you see what the potential is with an athlete like that at quarterback.
The biggest complaint from the Oklahoma game wasn't that Michigan lost. It was that they didn't let Bryce go out and test his limits and figure out what he's capable of. And likely in a loss. I don't think it changes the game, but at least you let him test his limits. That was the biggest criticism of the Oklahoma game. And it was the biggest takeaway from the CMU game is right. They opened it up, that he's got the green light moving forward, that they aren't going to limit Bryce Underwood. And they're going to need to let him go when they go to Nebraska, which is the very next game. So that's what you'd be excited about as a Michigan fan. It's really not about how many points they won by.
No, and I asked Biff yesterday if they're going to continue to put more on his plate, are they going to continue to open up the offense? And this is what he told me. So it's all... I did ask him what his favorite superhero is, and he said, it's not just Batman, it's the Batman.
That's Biff's favorite superhero?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because he broke out the Batman quote.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, you're excited to think what the potential is moving forward. And if he continues to learn, if he continues to study film and his opponents, and he's coached up and he is given. Here's the other thing about that game. And now there's still a lot of work to be done on the offensive line. But I thought Chip Lindsey called a terrific game. It was, you know, attacking the sidelines, attacking the middle of the field. The run game was all over the place. There were some reverses, there were called quarterback runs. If you give Chip Lindsey the opportunity to call anything in the playbook with a quarterback like that, now it becomes really exciting.
Well, right. I mean, it was a joke that he threw more passes against Central in a game he didn't finish than he did against Oklahoma in a game they were trailing. Like, you would have thought the script and the Oklahoma game was a necessity that right. You let him go out and do it. And they learned their lesson, we think. Best chance to see it is going to be against Nebraska this week. The idea that we're going to live and die with Bryce. And I think there's a lesson in it. Like, it's not always going to work out. DJ Lagway would be a guy I'd point to. He made his first road SEC start over the weekend. And he went down to Death Valley. And he threw not one, two, three, four, but five interceptions, including a pick six. It's the stuff that coaches are afraid of. I think it's part of the reason they clammed up and played the way they did at Oklahoma. But you live and learn
right.
Because the alternative is you don't want to be left wondering what if. Because, yeah, they could have gone in the game and just ran it three times and punt the football. Run, run, screen. Run, 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 punt. You probably lose anyway, and you don't get any clarity. Your quarterback doesn't go through that process. He doesn't test his limits. You don't learn.
Well, you can't put him in a bubble. You can't always protect him. You've got to let him go out there and learn. Learn from doing good things. And you know, capitalize on those and learn from doing bad things.
Texters, I don't care that we put up 60 against Central. Go Broncos, by the way. I care that the offense proved they were capable of being explosive, and Underwood showcased what he can do with more opportunities. I would say, like, the level of explosiveness, those windows are going to be smaller in Big Ten playing on the road.
No question. It would have been completely different against Brett Venables' defense.
It's the willingness, I think, that you're excited about if you're a Wolverine fan. Imagine that. Another September Heisman Award for a Michigan quarterback.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We never even mentioned that. No.
I don't even think we've given him that much hype.
No.
It was, hey, just let him play.
Yeah.
Don't hold him back. That's not the same thing as stiff arm statue in a trophy case at Schembechler Hall.
There's a long way to go for that. And no one is talking about long odds for that. I'm not even going to say
dark
the word.
Dark horse.
Not, like, okay, tell me you're not a Spartan fan without telling me.
You say one thing positive about a Michigan quarterback, and it just goes to that in September.
Right.
It's a talking point.
So we can't say anything positive till October. Check back in 2 weeks.
Right. But I'll also, okay, all right. What's good for the goose, good for the gander. Michigan State, Aiden Chiles. He's done everything. And I know he had an interception. Well, so did Bryce. Mm-hmm. He was also Michigan State's leading rusher. He threw for, what was it, 270 yards? I don't have the numbers in front of me right now.
Sounds
but,
roughly
yeah,
right.
270 yards. His rushing average was 9.5 yards per carry. He also has a lot of that same skill set, which is why they're 3-0 right now. He's taken those steps forward that Spartan fans wanted him to take.
Yeah, I mean, nobody likes to put it this way, but Michigan fans hope that Bryce takes the leap that Aiden Chiles has taken in year number two.
Sure. We're hoping he gets there quicker.
Well, yeah. With MSU learned last year. They let Aiden Chiles fail last year. He had some ugly games last season. A lot of turnovers, ugly mistakes, testing his limits. What can I get away with in the Big Ten in some hostile environments? Bryce Underwood is going to figure that out in the next couple months here. For Michigan State, let's talk a little bit about them. They won. They're 3-0, but I don't think people feel particularly good about their defense right now. Like, John, only UCLA has given up more points in the Big Ten, and they fired their coach. MSU has given up the most passing yards per game.
Yeah, but they don't have any wins, and Michigan State doesn't have any losses.
No, I know, but the concern is, okay, you got three, and you're probably going to get four with UCLA. How many more wins are there for MSU if they're a sieve on defense? Like, I think Chiles can will them to a couple they, quote, shouldn't win. But even that only gets them to 6 or 7. If they're going to hit the 8 or 9 that we've talked about, the defense has to be a lot better.
Defense has to be better. And what makes, we talked about this with the Lions, what makes a secondary better? A good pass rush.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the biggest deficiency is right now, is being able to get after the passer. I know they had 2 sacks in the game against Youngstown State. Should have been a lot more playing against a level like Youngstown State.
Right. And MSU, look, as the week goes on, we're going to make this weekend a big deal for both the in-state schools. MSU goes out to USC, and they'll sling the rock. And if your secondary's no good, I mean, they're like 17-point underdogs right now.
Yeah.
But that's a chance to go get a statement win, a program win. Boston College wasn't a program win. It was a necessary win. Like, it was fun. You win in double OT and your quarterback blossoms. But that wasn't a program win. MSU's got some chances for program wins coming up with USC, Nebraska, the head-to-head with Michigan. Which I don't think is a layup for the Wolverines. I think that game in East Lansing with Chiles is going to be a street fight.
I 100% agree with you.
There are statement wins that MSU's going to have to pick up down the stretch here.
Yeah, and the first test will obviously be against USC, Jaden Maiva. He's put up some astronomical numbers. Now, numbers weren't as great against the Big Ten team in Purdue, but Purdue is a bottom three team?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, they're not UCLA, but they're not Penn State. So.
All right. Michigan fans, State fans, come one, come all. Chance to talk about your team from over the weekend, the takeaways you had. Michigan fans, you see your offense open up. You see what it's supposed to look like the rest of the way. MSU fans, you know what you got in Chiles. I don't know what you have on defense. 97.1.
We share highlights all the time, and I want to give you a highlight, and this one comes from your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. They're bringing our listeners this month. Maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Who doesn't? Get Motor City's hottest truck, the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation, for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be and do with over 600 horsepower. And that 600 horsepower comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating, must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles. At participating dealers only, residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com for details. That's GMCOfferInfo.com.
Biff Pogge.
Yep. Yesterday in my conversation with him.
Interim Michigan football coach. Look, that's the key. They're not going to work the same way against higher levels of competition, but that's the key is you're going to let Bryce be Bryce. You're going to run him. You're going to throw the ball. You're going to live and die with Bryce Underwood. You're going to let him learn. You're going to let him fail, and it's your only path forward. The alternative is run the offense like I have Davis Warren and win eight games, and the program doesn't go forward.
Well, and you saw it in the second half. When Central had to account for him as a runner or had to account for him, you know, with the pass breaks down, now all of a sudden it opens things up in the secondary because one of the things I thought he did well was keep his eyes downfield. As he's approaching the line of scrimmage, he was ready to throw, nothing there. He takes off running and he sees the green grass in front of him.
Yeah, I don't really put much stock in how he looked. I put stock in why he looked that way. He looked that way because they let him.
Right.
That's the key for Michigan when they play Nebraska or any of these other big games in this stretch run here. Yeah. Thanks, TJ. I got some ticket texts, John, both from Michigan and Michigan State fans because we brought up both games. I'll start with the Spartan texts. They're not kind. I'm done with this coaching staff. Rossi and Smith can pack their bags for UCLA. They can't cut it. I'm sure you've seen the UCLA job opened.
Yes.
And, you know, Jonathan Smith's ties to the Pasadena area.
Yeah. I mean, careful what you wish for, though, because it's for Michigan State, it's more turnover. As soon as a coach leaves, now players leave, and maybe you're like, okay, well, they can all take off. But then you've got to field another team. Like, there's a delay in trying to build a program, and you keep delaying that if you keep turning coaches over. Also, for Jonathan Smith, I don't know if I would want to go out there and work for that athletic director.
It's a lousy job.
Yeah.
You don't have any game day atmosphere. Your facilities are subpar for Big Ten standards. Sure, you're out in L.A. and you're home in his case, but it's going to be harder to win there than it is at Michigan State.
Yes, sustainably.
Yeah,
yes.
Sustainably. You know what I think is playing a factor in all this? Is Kirk Cignetti in Indiana football. Watching Indiana football flip the script, be ranked, make the playoff last year, it's got Wisconsin fans going, what the hell are we getting out of Fickell in year four? And it's got MSU fans going, at the end of year two, if I'm not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, I may as well re-roll and try to bring some young coach up and he can bring all his guys in immediately and we try to hit the ground running.
Yeah, and quiet, great game this weekend.
Indiana-Illinois. We're going to pick that game. It's the night game on Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's
the early night game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the appetizer for the State fans. We're going to stay up till 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Another Spartan fan says, I'm a lifelong Spartan. Smith is terrible. Rossi's terrible. Roster's terrible. Childs is overrated. I'm checked out until they're all gone. Mm. They are 3-0.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm not encouraged by their defense, but it's just so funny when you remind them, you're 3-0. Like, your big dogs against USC, I don't think they're going to win that game. But they should beat UCLA. Childs should steal a couple games. They're going to have to get better on defense. Or you're right, then I'm with this guy. Then it's not good enough.
Yeah, and if you can't generate pass rush with, you know, winning one-on-one matchups, then it's up to your defensive coordinator to
blitz, stunt, twist,
and just confuse offensive lines.
Yeah. MSU fan, where are the other wins coming from? This defense won't stop anyone. I don't even trust them to hold down Nico. I don't see any more wins on our schedule. They're beating UCLA. UCLA's got to come west to east and play a noon kick. You're winning that game. Come on.
You would think so.
Outside of that, they play at Minnesota this year. I think they should win that game.
Yeah.
Maryland is the close at home. You can't flatline the way they did at the end of last year. That should be a win. There's your six. There's your bowl game. And I know you're going whipty freaking do.
Ooh.
Who cares if you win six games?
Yeah.
Child steals one or two more. You're at the eight we're talking about. That's what this is coming down to. Mm-hmm. They're putting a lot on his shoulders because they're just not good enough on defense.
I'm surprised by literally we're getting no positive reaction from the Spartan fans that are texting in about what's going on with the football program. Like, you did say 3-0, right, Jim?
Right, they're 3-0.
The amount of negativity and wanting Smith gone is just it's eyebrow-raising to me because barely in a year, too.
Look, you may get that conclusion in November. I don't know why you'd have that conclusion right now in September.
Teams get better, you know? I mean, look, this is going to be a haunting task going out there and trying to compete in this game with the defense you've seen so far. But, I mean, I think the jury's out on, like, can they be coached up a little bit and get better?
Tech says, non-Michigan fan here, Bryce will win the Heisman Trophy before it's over at Michigan. Superman wears maize and blue now. I don't know if you believe that guy's not a Michigan fan, but... And he didn't say this year.
Right. I mean, okay, you see the potential, but... I mean, potential to me is always that bad word, is where you have... And maybe it's not for him because he's so young and the future does look bright, but it just means that there's more there that you're not using.
It was Central Michigan, guys. I don't remember Chiles getting this stroking after the BC game. You guys are nuts. No, well, we praised Chiles after that game. I went through a whole side-by-side statistical.
Right.
Like, here's the evolution of Chiles from a three-pick game where he lost it at the end.
To four touchdowns.
And he won it at the end with his legs and the two-point throw. Like, no, I did a whole thing on Chiles and growing up before your eyes and you've got a quarterback and he's got an NFL arm. No, I glazed Chiles. I mean, I think he's worlds ahead of Bryce Underwood right now.
You glazed him. I didn't necessarily glaze him as much as you did, but I did go and say this should be an 8-win team. With an athlete like that at quarterback, you always have a chance.
Yeah. I'm just amazed at the drastic change last week after the Oklahoma loss for Michigan, and then Michigan State's thrilling win against Boston College. But yeah, people were still criticizing their defense.
Yeah.
There was a world where I think people were maybe thinking the Michigan-Michigan State game was a toss-up. And it doesn't have that same feel. Like, Michigan would be the favorite, probably.
What do you think the spread would be? It's in East Lansing. I don't know that it's out. I'm just asking you.
7.5.
I think it's under a touchdown would be my guess.
Yeah, I would say
5.5, 6.5. I'll see if I can find an actual line for it. But
yeah, probably. I mean, Michigan's offense looks better again this week than I think that would go up.
Possibly.
And it may be over bad. 7 because there may be some people who are like overdoing what happened against Central.
Well, and Michigan always, people bet on Michigan, so they're always, spreads are always affected just because of that.
What do you make of them being favored at Nebraska this week? I'm not asking you to tip your hand for Friday's picks. Trust me, I don't want your picks anyway.
Ooh. Who's leading picks?
Take one guess.
Yeah, the turd.
Take one guess who's in first place. I'll give you one guess.
The smarmy one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Anyway, what do you make of Michigan being favored this week?
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction to what people saw or what they saw against Central Michigan. It's really going to come down. I think it's going to come down to more of, can the offensive line handle that environment?
Heather, do you have a comment on the current pick standings?
No, I was pretty silent there, but it's only one game, just so you know. You're not like
yet.
Really far ahead.
Yet.
But it's also what they're doing with Jay-Sean Barham.
Like, oh, yeah.
That was, moving him around, playing on the edge almost exclusively in that game. I think that plays a part of it as well.
Hey, by the way, when we played that F the Pope drop from TJ, that wasn't an accident. That was your cue to call in to win the Nate Bargatze tickets. Tim and Royal Oak, congrats. You won a pair of tickets to see Nate Bargatze at Little Caesars Arena August 14th, 2026, courtesy of 313 Presents. For tickets and event info, Ticketmaster.com. All right, it's in the news. We have to talk about it coming up next. Don't shoot the messenger. It's 97.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.